construction.
Would you mind if I moved you to the 244 patent? I'm really curious about whether the animal kingdom includes human beings.
So I think there are two answers to that.
I don't initially read this patent as one that would likely extend to cover human beings. It uses a lot of characterizations that we wouldn't normally traditionally apply to the discussion of human beings.
If you'd seen me play tennis, you'd know I'm an animal.
So I'm matter of definition.
In fact, Judge Moore, I think this is the case that really puts this court's decision in Phillips to the test. Does this court really mean that when a patentee sets forth an explicit definition in the specification, that definition controls? In Phillips, this court said it governs, and it is dispositive. In fact, when a definition like that is put forth in the specification, that means that no construction is needed of the term. And let's keep in mind that it was only the term animal that the judge construed. Now, with regard to that, the judge's error was not honoring the definition that was explicitly set forth in the 244 patent at column 5, lines 11 and 12.
You're saying that that definition, with all of the animals that are mentioned by definition, includes the genus Animalia? It didn't say that.
It said exactly that.
The
language says the term animal means any organism belonging to the kingdom Animalia. No limitation.
But the rest of the spec says nothing except talk about farm animals and poultry and...
Oh no, I disagree, Judge Rader. I think if you look at the...
Show me something in the spec where it suggests that feeding humans is what you're trying to do.
I will point you to the top of column 7. And if you look in particular at lines 8 through 11... The purified omega-3 highly unsaturated fatty acids can then be used as a nutritional supplement for humans, as a food additive, or for pharmaceutical applications. You'll see later on in that same column, Judge Rader, a reference to the whole cell biomass. That starts in the paragraph that's at column 7, line 42, and that also talks about feeding humans as well. And ultimately, the specification supported our position on claim construction. The claim language supported it. There was a clear definition in this patent. And if the court doesn't honor that clear definition, then it's going to open every clearly defined term in a patent to relitigation, because it will not be the end point. It will simply be the starting point.
Can you tell me, I was a little slow in getting there. Where exactly were you referring, Judge Rader? Column 7, I think you said?
Yes, column 7. I believe it starts at line 5.
But then if you go to line 42, that kind of kills you, doesn't it? Because it contrasts humans and animals.
Well, I think what you see there is the reference to animal feed. Is that what you're referring
exactly.
to?
Exactly.
And I think...
Human intake or animal feed.
And what you're talking about there is a specific... The noun there is feed. And when we use the term animal feed, that connotes to... I think the ordinary reader, as well as one of ordinary skill, that an animal that is receiving animal feed is what has been referred to in the record as a lower animal, not as a human. So it's actually completely consistent there. That discussion says human feed and non-human animal feed. It's inclusive of both.
Well, the first three claims of that patent also are not restricted to...
That's exactly right. And in fact, you'll see other claims that are restricted in that way. Mm-hmm. In fact, claim two says a milk-producing animal. That's my grade school understanding of the definition of a mammal. And I think that includes humans as well.
That includes humans.
So but I think when you read the 244 patent, it give honor to the clear definition that was put in there without limitation. Oh, and I might add that if you look at
what do we give to the summary of the invention that talks about animals raised by the method of the present invention include poultry, cattle, swine, seafood, fish, shrimp, shellfish.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see tennis playing humans there.
Well,
could be incorporated in
swine. Judge Rader, that's because you can't produce milk.